The Age Appropriate Podcast with Tom Lucy and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the Age Appropriate Podcast with me, Tom Lucy, and Charlie Baker.
Hello.
You okay, Charlie?
Very well.
Good.
Very well. Episode 3.
Yep.
I felt like you seemed a bit nervous then on the.
Do you think?
On the. Because you normally very confidently start in the podcast.
It's
normally,
it's unprofessional to bring that sort of thing up. Isn't
why?
It? Well,
I thought you've normally confidently started us, kicked us right off.
Should I do it again?
Got the 200 people who listen to it really interested in straight away.
Well, it's a good week this week.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Oh,
they're all
it's
good.
A good week.
They're all
it's
good.
A good week this week because we are going to talk about
food.
Food.
Food. That is the. The theme,
the
this
theme
week.
Topic of this week.
A topic. There's some food there.
You'll remember.
The chocolate bar, the
yep.
topic.
Fantastic link.
Do you like a topic, Tom?
It's not really my
Where
thing.
Where is it in your top 10 chocolate bars?
Oh,
topic.
It's not even in the top 10, to be honest.
Ooh.
It's not my thing. I
don't like a hazelnut.
I can't get my head around it. No.
Why not?
I don't like nuts.
You don't like nuts?
No.
There we are. Already, we've found something out about food early on.
People who don't like nuts don't tend to get on with their topics.
Do nuts not like you, or do you not like nuts?
I don't like nuts.
Oh, why? All nuts?
And that surprises people.
All nuts?
All nuts.
Brazil nuts.
I've not had a Brazil nut.
You've never had a Brazil nut?
No. But
this is unbelievable.
I can tell by the way it looks that I don't like it.
Ah, this is racism, nut racism.
I don't trust the way it moves.
This is nut racism, Tom. You've never had one and you're saying you don't like it.
Just I don't like...
Just it looks funny.
It's from Brazil and I don't eat...
This is a... this is the racist podcast already.
This is an X-rated version of the Age Appropriate Podcast.
Too hot.
Too hot.
Too hot to broadcast.
Yeah. Why, no, I'm so not a fan of nuts.
They give me a headache, actually, to fight too many Brazil nuts.
How many are you supposed to eat?
I don't know. A handful of nuts. You
really?
Meant to have normally?
I don't think you need to have any.
If you want the energy, the slow release. Do you not burn a peanut at school in your science lesson? Did you never do that?
Have I ever burnt a peanut? Is that a euphemism?
No, did you not do that in your chemistry lessons?
Where did you go to school?
Oh, very good school.
Devon.
In Devon. Burn a peanut and to find out how much energy it gives slow. I don't know. I don't know why we burn
peanuts. That's what people used to do with witches, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And if the peanut doesn't burn, it's a witch. It's not a witch.
It's not a real nut.
It's not a real fake nut.
Yeah.
Brazil nuts. So you don't like, you're racist against Brazil nuts. No
oh,
nuts.
Racist is a strong word.
No nuts. Cashew
That's
nuts.
That's just one of my rules in life, no nuts. That's just a rule I've got.
Walnuts are good if you are trying to conceive.
Okay.
For the old sperm count, Tom.
And I should say to anyone who doesn't know, Charlie is an incredibly fertile man. How many children have you got?
Two children now, Tom.
I thought it was more than that.
No, two children.
Two children,
two
okay.
Children now, yeah.
That's not that many then.
No.
Quite fertile.
Fertile.
Fertile is
Let's
what's
just go
important.
With fertile. On the sliding scale of very fertile.
It's quite weird, actually, for me, not... Before you have children, you don't know how good your sperm is, do you?
It's the thing. Until you're trying for it, you don't know if you're going to need the walnuts, how many walnuts you're going to need. I'm not saying you need the walnuts to get someone pregnant.
Yeah. Well...
But they are good if you're trying to...
I will...
Thicken it up. I don't know if it's thickening it up. I don't know. Anyway, this has gone down a very odd...
I'll try for next week to
what?
Get
for
someone,
a baby?
Get someone pregnant and...
Oh, yeah, let's see how that works
see
out.
How strong my swimmers are.
Well, you've got the condoms while we're on that. How's the... Let's have condom update early on.
Well, it's going okay.
Yeah. Oh, so a box of three.
Box
bought
of three.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
How are we getting on?
The wrapper's off.
Oh.
But... There are three left.
Okay.
But I took the wrapper off.
Okay, well, that's the start, isn't it?
Mm.
Because when you eventually need one, you don't want to be fiddling around with
I don't
with the
need
old...
them anymore now because I'm going to try for a baby.
You're trying for a baby with someone.
Mm.
You don't know who yet.
I feel like we've gone off topic.
Yeah, this isn't food.
This is supposed to be about food.
Food.
I was going to ask you a question.
Well, we were talking about nuts, weren't we? Walnuts. Ask me a question.
This morning, my sister is quite a big fan of juicing.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with juicing as a modern concept?
Yeah, my dad does it a lot. He has a, what's it called? One of those...
juice machines.
A Nutribullet.
Yeah. Other fruit blenders are available.
Seem to have to buy a lot of stuff to get not a very big drink.
Yeah. But a lot goes into it, though. I had one this morning and I feel...
I'm professional.
I had one this morning and I feel fantastic.
A juice? What juice did you have?
I had a lot of juice. I had apples and bananas.
And what did you put in it?
Apples and bananas.
Yeah, and what else? Did you put kale in it? Some people do the whole kale and...
No, I'm not one of those people.
No.
Nuts.
You don't like nuts?
Brazil nuts. No, I topped it up with a bit of ice.
Yeah.
Because that's good, apparently.
Is this a juice, is it?
It's a juice, Charlie, yeah.
Yeah.
You familiar with juice?
Why don't you just buy a juice, though?
Well, that's that covered, isn't it?
No. So your sister likes it. What does she get out of it? What's the health benefit for her? She's just right into it.
She's just bang into the juice. Yeah, she's really into
it. It feels like an affectation at the moment, the juicing.
Do you think?
Feels like people are doing it just, because...
Like vaping, it's like,
Like I wear a hat, like we discussed with my Baker Boy hats.
Yeah, but I like the Baker Boy hats.
Yeah, and you like juice.
And I like juice, so it's all sort of works.
How much do you feel better? Has it just made you feel...
I feel the best I've ever felt.
Ever?
Ever.
Have you never had juice before?
No. I've had, I feel good.
What's your normal morning food routine?
Well, normally I will get up about, it varies.
Yeah.
But about 8.
Yeah, okay.
I'll go downstairs. Mm-hmm. I'll flick the Nutribullet on.
Yeah.
On the wall switch.
Tell the truth, Tom.
Flick it on. Chuck a couple of bananas in there. Blend it all up. And then I'm good to go.
Is this what you normally have?
Every morning.
So why don't you just eat the bananas, though? I don't understand why you have
to
Nutribullet
the bananas.
It's
more fun, isn't it, to drink stuff than eat stuff.
It's baby food, isn't it? People are going backwards.
Some people don't eat
solids. So not
solids.
A bit of toast?
Oh, turn your phone off, Charlie
Baker.
I've
turned my phone off.
Who is it?
I don't know. It was eBay telling me some...
Is your Nutribullet arrived?
Inner tubes I've ordered.
Well, that was my phone.
Or attached. Oh, it's you.
That was my phone, sorry.
So you don't have a bit of toast or some cereal or some granola?
Yeah, I'll sometimes have that. Because that's good for your...
Got to keep it moving through.
Keep it moving.
As you get older.
Is that a top tip?
As you get older, Tom.
Are you quite clogged up now?
No, not clogged up, but you want to keep it moving through.
Do you?
You feel much better, don't you, when you've kept the food in and out, straight out
again.
Is
that a problem you've had before?
Not a problem I've had. Problem keeping it in before. But then I went gluten-free.
Yeah.
And that solved that problem.
Gluten-free.
Yes, solved that problem, Tom. Well, we're on food.
So the gluten-free thing, what age did you become gluten? Well, presumably you've always been
2 years ago?
Presumably you've always had the problem.
I think so, yeah.
But you only discovered it 2 years ago.
A gluten intolerance, yeah.
And how much better do you feel now?
Much better.
Do you?
10 times better.
And what did you used to eat that you don't eat anymore?
Oh, everything. Because I used to eat everything. I really like food.
Did you?
To almost a problematic...
Really? Were people worried?
...stage. Not worried, but I did put on a lot of weight.
Did you?
Yeah.
Can we talk about it? Or is it a delicate matter?
Yeah, this podcast... You can talk about anything in this podcast.
How heavy were you at your heaviest?
I reckon nearly 18 stone.
Wow. That's...
Which you don't really realise. It sort of creeps on.
Does it?
Creeps on. You just buy bigger trousers.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'll be all right. Just buy a bigger dress, buy bigger jackets. And everyone goes, oh, it's fine. Especially if you're in comedy, because it's funny. I like eating as well. I like eating on my own.
Oh, okay.
But then I realised the eating on my own was part of the problem, really.
Mm.
You know.
So what, did you just stop eating on your own?
Well, not really, because you're in the car a lot as a comic, aren't you? So
what did you used to eat in the car?
A lot. Everything. I'd stop after a gig. I think the combination of adrenaline and massive paranoia and self-doubt makes you go, I know what'll fix this. 2 pasties and a large bag of crisps and 3 donuts. Oh yeah, I feel better now for half an hour.
Is that how much you used to eat?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Oh, at least that, yeah.
On the way to a gig or on the way back from a gig?
Well, yeah.
If it went well or if it went badly?
Neither.
Wow.
Either. Yeah,
that's the dangerous thing, though, because eating late at night is really bad, isn't it?
Yeah, and you're bored as well, aren't you, in the car? So
yeah,
I don't put it down to
But
that.
Now you listen to this podcast.
Exactly, now I listen to podcasts. But now you get more out of, I understand that that was the issue.
Yeah.
So actually, you feel like an idiot because you go, of course that's the problem. Of course that's why you're fat. We're eating far too much.
Am I not allowed five
eating
donuts?
Too much calories, too many calories, you know. So, yeah. And you feel a bit of an idiot when you realise it. And then you go, oh, it's manageable, I can manage it.
Yeah.
So, look, I'm not skinny. I'm never going to be,
great.
You know, but you go, oh, it's nice when you, it's really nice feeling when you work it out.
Yeah.
Oh, if I eat less and move about a bit more,
yeah,
then I'll be all right.
What was your, like, relationship with food? Did you just liked eating or it was boredom?
Yeah. I'm not particularly even, like, would eat, like, stuff. I just like to feel full, I think. Mm. I like the thing of eating. I like eating the food.
You like the actual action of
eating? Yeah, eating the food, yeah.
It's not the taste, it's the actual action.
No, not particularly, no, because you wouldn't be bothered about the taste. Particularly.
So you just like doing something with your hands?
Maybe, yeah. Mm. Maybe. But it's the so carbs was the thing. But having to cut out the gluten, the wheat and the gluten,
yeah,
makes you not be able to eat a lot of those things that you want to just chuck in your gob.
Sure.
You know, to make yourself feel better.
Wow, well, there we go.
It's pretty good, eh?
There's a little
I'm going to ask you, what's the best meal you've ever had, Tom? Best food.
What, like one or just a type of meal?
Well, I'll tell you mine.
You kick it
and
off.
And then you can think
this
of
this is clearly
answer.
Why you've asked the question.
No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all. Although, yeah, my wife said to me last week that we were talking about grey jeans the other week and clothes.
Yeah.
And you went, I said, are you wearing grey jeans? Tell me about your grey jeans.
Yeah.
And you said, okay. And I went, I don't like grey jeans. And went into a rant about grey jeans and made it all about me again.
Yeah, well, are you doing it again? Anyway, what were you going to say?
I had steak and chips in Argentina. And it was...
Wow. Was it?
As close to...
Did you eat it in the car on the way
sexual.
Back from a gig? Or
no, sat, beautiful red wine with Jared Christmas and Peter
really?
Shilton. Clang!
Was it gigging out there? Or
I was working out there for a thing, yeah.
In Argentina?
In Argentina, and at this most perfect steak and chips.
Wow.
And red wine I've ever had in my life. That's my best
and
ever.
And now you've got gout.
Tom Lucy, tell us about yours.
Well... I can't put a date on it like you can.
Oh.
Which is a shame. But I once had, there's a restaurant in Guildford.
Yeah.
Which I highly recommend. Oh. Highly recommend.
Are you being sponsored by them for the podcast?
Yes.
Or?
And they are my favourite restaurant.
Yeah.
Certainly in the Northern Hemisphere.
Mm. Tell us the name.
It's called the Thai Terrace.
Okay.
Okay. Can you guess what sort of food it does?
Terrace food. Food you don't only eat on a terrace.
It's a terrace and they sell Thai food.
Yeah.
It's amazing, Charlie, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you there.
Yeah.
Let's go there.
Oh, we'll go there. Perhaps we could do a... There's a lot of phones in today's. It's your phone. Turn your phone
off. It's not my phone, is it?
It's your phone.
Is it?
My phone's on silent.
Sorry, I'm getting updates about... from the Thai Terrace.
Inner tube you just bought off eBay.
The manager's just checking I plugged his restaurant.
So you get the money. Money will arrive to you with some pad thai tonight.
Yeah, we're going to go there. It's
and
amazing.
And what's your favourite dish at the Thai Terrace?
Pad thai, you've just said it.
Pad thai.
You've just said it. It's... Honestly, Charlie, I know you like your food.
Yeah.
This is something else.
Talk me through it.
What, the whole thing?
Yeah. The...
I like Thai people.
Mm.
I do like Thai people.
Yeah.
They're just really nice.
Yeah. No, they are.
They are, aren't they? They're really nice.
What is it? Kokum krab? Kokum kra? Is that how you say thank you?
In Thai or?
I've never been.
I don't know. I've never heard that.
Okay.
But what I like is when you go in, they give you a little...
like
this is a podcast,
respect.
So they can't see this, but they bow their head, do a little bow.
Yeah.
And I like that.
So you like foreigners, foreign people?
I like people
foreign people bowing to you.
It's disrespect. No.
You don't like Brazil nuts because they're from Brazil.
Yeah, and if they...
Although you've never had one.
If I'm going to see a Brazil nut, I'd like it to bow, please.
From now on.
No, they're just really nice and there's just a great vibe in there.
Yeah.
And you got views, you know, it's a terrace.
Do you like your chicken satay?
Oh, I'm all over the chicken satay.
You said you don't like nuts, that's peanuts. That was a trick question from me then.
Oh god.
To find out if you do
is
like
it
nuts.
Really peanuts?
Yeah, isn't it peanuts?
Is it?
Yeah.
I've been eating that for years.
Yeah, you started this podcast.
I do like nuts.
With a bunch of lies and racism, Tom.
Well, from now on, I'm going to put peanuts in food, my NutriBullets.
Food has brought out the worst in you.
There must be some foods you don't like based on race.
No, I like all food. I do like all food. Sprouts. I don't like sprouts.
No.
Can't be doing sprouts.
But you like you can't like all food.
I do. I like all food.
Okay. All right.
All food.
Maybe that's the problem.
Swede. I'm not a big fan of Swede. Those sort of what's Sunday Swede? Lunch badly cooked vegetables.
Swede?
Get on my, yeah.
Is that what's
Swede?
Cooked?
Yeah. Swede is like a sort of turnipy, cabbagey, sprouty thing that
is it?
Never. It's always a bit bitter, I always think.
Mm, yeah, that doesn't sound good.
No, it's not good.
Is that like bubble and squeak?
I thought, as part of this, I'd give you a quick recipe, Tom.
You just did that again.
Yeah. Give you a quick recipe. Interested in the recipe?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Do you cook?
A juice.
A juice. Yeah, I know you juice.
Does that count as cooking? Juicing?
This isn't really a recipe. It's just something very quick. You can knock up if you've got not a lot in the house.
Yeah.
Pancakes.
Okay. Yeah.
You don't even need scales.
What do you need?
Pans? One egg.
Yeah.
One egg. One cup of flour.
I like how you're saying this, like you've come up with pancakes.
Yeah,
it's something quite a well-known
something
thing.
I've invented.
I've heard of them, yeah.
One egg, one yeah. cup of flour.
Yeah.
One cup of milk.
Yep.
Whisk it all up.
Yeah.
Little spoonful of water.
Yeah.
Little bit of butter, melted, put that yeah. in. Uh-huh. Pinch of salt.
Pinch of
whisk
salt.
Whisk it all up. Pancakes, you're on.
How many does that make?
Six.
And you'd have all of them?
No. No, 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 no. I use gluten-free flour as well.
Well, I won't be doing that.
Why not? Why would you not do that?
No, I'll make the pancakes.
Yeah.
I'm not using gluten-free flour.
If you use gluten-free flour, half a cup of water, more water.
Okay.
It's quite dry. It's quite drying.
Little tip there for our gluten fans.
Yeah.
Maybe we could get a gluten sponsorship with this.
I don't think so. No. What other questions have you got for me?
So you said no to juicing.
No, I'm not no to juicing. I just think it's a faff for not a lot of outcome.
Sure.
There's a lot of effort in it.
Well, let's talk about...
I'd rather just eat the fruit. I love fruit. I like eating fruit.
Okay. No, it's all right. You don't need to get hostile
so,
about it.
So, yeah.
There's no need to be aggressive.
I wasn't aggressive.
I'm just trying to help.
Okay.
So, diets.
Oh, yeah.
You
I've done some diets.
You are a man who has been through some diets.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about them?
Yeah. I talk about a good diet that really works quickly and then it doesn't last at all. But if
just
you need to lose it like quick.
Yeah.
It's called the Sacred Heart Diet.
Okay.
And this is one of these diets where you have to eat something different on every day.
Right.
But you also make this fat burning soup. So you make up this soup to this recipe.
Mm.
It's full of like vegetables and
it's like a broth.
It's like a broth.
Yeah.
You eat that as much as you eat as much of that as you can. In fact, it says the more soup you eat, the more weight you will lose.
Right.
You are not allowed caffeine.
Mm.
You are not allowed juices and that sweetened juices and that sort of stuff. Basically, no sugar.
So you're
allowed to drink. You're allowed to drink water. And
I've
soup.
Heard about this.
Yeah. And then on the first day, you can only have, I think it's vegetables, and the soup. So the soup is every day, right? Second day, the soup, jacket potato.
Yeah.
No butter. Tom?
You sounded really Devonshire when you said butter.
No butter. Third day is like, I'm trying to remember it. Third day is like the vegetables again, or vegetables and the potato or something like that. It's getting boring by now.
Okay.
Fourth day, though, is like a steak or something.
Yeah.
It's something like...
I've heard about this.
Yeah. Fifth day is like some brown rice and vegetables and stuff. Anyway, it goes on for 7 days.
Yeah.
I don't know what it does, but you do lose 5 to 10 pounds.
Yeah.
Quickly. And then about 2 days after you've stopped doing it,
you've
put it all back on again.
Yeah, well, this is... But you did that at home, did you?
Yeah.
Just at home?
Yeah.
Because I was talking to Paul Tonkinson.
Mm.
You know Paul?
Yeah.
And he's just been like on this thing in Austria.
Has he?
He's just been to Austria for like a week.
Yeah.
And he went to this camp. And it's this what you just said. It's like a massive health thing. and they only feed you like soup.
Yeah.
And they hit you with leaves and stuff. And it's like a proper fig. It's not just like a lady's house. And she hits you with leaves and stuff, and that's for a whole week. And you're supposed to lose like 2 stone or something.
Paul Tongerson doesn't need to lose 2 stone.
No, he went with someone else.
Oh, he's a runner, big runner, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah.
Got a very good running podcast. You should listen to that.
Don't plug other podcasts.
Why not? That's all right. We're allowed.
No, it's shit.
Cross-pollination.
But that's what you're talking about, isn't it? That
this is called the Sacred Heart Diet.
Oh.
It's just for people who are massively obese and are trying to get down.
Yeah.
Get their weight down before they have a heart operation.
Bypass.
Yeah, it is. So they do this diet with them.
Have you had a heart operation?
No.
No. Okay.
Don't think so. We've got to look after yourself so you don't.
Sacred Heart.
Yeah.
Sounds quite like a cult, that, doesn't it?
Do you see food as fuel?
I love it when you just ignore things.
What, like a cult? You felt like the Sacred Heart Foundation sounded like a cult.
No, it just sounds a bit like a cult, doesn't it?
What sort of cult?
You know, like a satanic one. Yeah. Yeah, you're only allowed to eat soup and you've got to kill a goat on the third day. And that sort of thing.
And a woman hits you with leaves.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, I think it is a cult, actually.
Maybe it is. Maybe that's where he's been, Paul Tongerson.
Mm, that's a scoop, isn't it, for the listeners?
Paul Tongerson is in a
Paul
cult.
Paul Tongerson on Twitter. Tweet him your questions.
Do you see food as fuel or fun, Tom?
I think I see it as fuel.
Do you?
Mm, I think so. Business or pleasure. It's 90% business.
Yeah.
10% pleasure. Always.
So it's always to get you through the next bit of your day.
Mm-hmm. This feels like one of those relaxation tapes.
Does it?
Yeah. No, I think I see it as fuel, yeah. I'm not a massive food person, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Why did you suggest food as an episode?
Because I thought it would be fun.
Of the podcast.
I thought it would be fun.
Yeah.
No, I'm just, yeah. I'm not really, I like food, but I don't really overeat food or like. But I will do when everything starts falling apart.
Yeah. Think about, what would your last meal be if you were like, oh, getting led to the gallows tomorrow?
They don't do that anymore.
Don't they?
No, apparently it was too expensive. You used to be able to pick whatever you wanted for your last meal.
Yeah.
But people used to pick like the most ridiculous things and it got too expensive. So now they just get standard prison meal.
Oh.
Fun fact.
Did it used to be like when, like in olden days when people used to get granted 3 wishes?
Yeah.
And they'd say, 1,000,000 wishes
yeah.
is their first wish. Yeah.
Classic.
Classic. Ooh, gotcha. That's why they stopped the wishes thing.
It's just...
That's why they stopped that.
Is it?
Granting wishes. Because everyone just went, 1,000,000 wishes. First wish.
No, there was a really good article and it had like... it was actually quite fun because it was like a game. They had like 8 serial killers... pictures of them and 8 last meals and you had to match the meal with the serial killer. Honestly, it was a game on the internet I saw. It was so fun. You had to guess like what certain, you read what the murder was.
Murdered 50 women.
But you would read about how they murdered them and then you'd try and pick what meal they would have as their last meal.
And how did you get on with the choice?
I think I did all right. But some people had like the weirdest. One guy, which is quite interesting, had, he like... was adamant that he was innocent, like he always said he was innocent. And he, for his last meal, he asked for an olive tree seed, just 1 seed.
Ooh.
Because the idea was that he was going to eat it. And then when he got killed and buried, olive tree is like a symbol of peace, isn't it?
Right, and it would come up
and
through
the ground.
And it would
grow from him in the
what
ground.
What a good idea.
Because he said he was innocent. That's quite cool, isn't it?
Would that work, though?
No, well, I think they were going to cremate him. So.
Yeah, burnt olives.
I'm not sure that's going to work.
Would that work, though, as a thing? If you ate, like, because people always go, if you eat an apple core, you'll have an apple tree growing in your stomach.
Who says that?
People have said that, Tom.
Yeah.
It's like swallowing chewing gum.
Sticks
to your lungs.
I'm not sure how based on science that is. But I used to get nervous about people... Like my mum used to say that if you ate an apple seed, it would like grow inside you an apple.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Well, that's what I just said. And you just said, oh, do people say that? Because I was saying...
Well, yeah, people do say that.
Yeah. So we're going to ask the expert, which is what we normally do. Who are we going to speak to, Tom?
George Egg.
Yeah, he's a very funny comedian.
He's really funny.
Also, is a brilliant chef, and he has a show, The Anarchist Cook, where he cooks
Check
stuff in his hotel room. So let's talk to him.
The Age Appropriate Podcast with Tom Lucy and Charlie Baker.
So on the line now via Skype, the first time the Skype has worked
Exciting
on the podcast.
Technology.
For the past 2 weeks, it's been phone calls, but we're moving forwards. One day we'll have a guest. Maybe this person we're about to talk to now could come in and cook for us one day, because that'd be great fun. This is George Egg. Hello, George.
Hello, both of you.
How are you?
I'm fine. I've just been shopping.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. What have you bought?
Food.
Ah.
That's true.
Tom, we've just discovered, says he doesn't like any nuts, George.
Mm. Right.
And then we've since discovered he likes chicken satay.
Yeah.
Peanuts. And doesn't like Brazil nuts because he doesn't like the look of them. Racist.
I love Brazil nuts, especially generously coated in milk chocolate.
Oh, yes, that is good.
Oh, yeah.
It's good. So, George, you did a show, Anarchist Cook. Still doing it? Still doing it. And you're still doing it. Tell us about Anarchist Cook.
Okay. Anarchist Cook is born of my love of food and cooking, and also my experiences spending a lot of time in hotel rooms, as we all do, working the comedy circuit, spending nights and weekends in sterile hotel rooms in travel lodges.
mid-range hotel rooms.
Mid-range, or even low to mid-range.
Low to mid-range.
Upper mid.
And some years ago, I started experimenting with the appliances, thinking, well, starting out as simple as thinking I could iron some pita bread and it will warm it up like under a toaster.
Already, this is amazing,
And that worked. And so then taking it as far as I could, really. And the show is a kind of comedy show come illustrated lecture where I... using all the appliances you'd find in a hotel room, which I have on the stage with me, the stage sort of set like a hotel.
Yeah.
I cook a 3-course meal in front of everyone.
Amazing.
That's amazing.
And then they eat it at the end.
Amazing. And what do the hotels know you've got their stuff?
No.
Which hotels is all your equipment from?
Where's it from?
Yeah, which hotels?
Well, I mean, look,
selected.
Just us three.
Yeah. To be honest,
and the listener.
You might not be wrong. You might not be wrong there, George. But carry on.
I mean, most of the stuff in the show I've bought. I haven't nicked. I mean, there's a few things I've nicked, like a couple of Gideon Bibles.
And what do you do with the Bibles? What do you cook with the Bibles?
I've got loads of Bibles. I've used some to make a kind of support for inverting irons, so you can use the surface of the iron like a hot plate.
Oh, that's a good idea, right? Yeah.
So I've got this kind of trivet, sort of zigzag. I'm illustrating this with my hands, which is stupid. But a sort of zigzag of Bibles that supports these inverted irons.
Yeah.
Sure.
I use another one for crushing nuts.
Yeah. Tom wouldn't like that.
Tom wouldn't
that's not my cup of tea.
So what do you make on the irons? Not the pita bread. Is that the pita bread?
I use the irons for the first course. I make some crostini, some little bruschetta. And then I use them for the dessert as well when I make pancakes.
Oh.
Can if you weren't a award-winning successful comedian, this is the behaviour of someone who lives in a hospital, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I admire it, but it is mental.
Are you a foodie anyway?
Yeah, so much. If I wasn't doing this, I'd have a cafe or something to do with food anyway.
Yeah,
certain.
And is it a love of food, or is it you like eating, or is it both?
I mean, I clearly like eating.
Yeah,
you've seen me.
Well.
But I'm into cooking more than anything else. You know, cooking for people. I'm always doing that. So it is really nice, the show, because it's kind of, because I love performing and I love cooking, and I think they're kind of quite similar, really. So actually, chefs in restaurants, a lot of it's about, you know, it might be, you might be behind the scenes, but it's still about presenting something and kind of, you know, showing off.
Because they always say with a hotel kettle, make sure you empty it, make sure you clean it first, don't they? Because people do all sorts with hotel kettles. What's that?
Like George.
Like George. What is it you do with a kettle, George?
I poach a sea bass in it.
Oh, for God's sake.
You poach sea bass in kettles?
Yeah.
How does that even work?
Depends what I land, you know.
Oh, don't catch it first.
That's how lucky I am.
Where, what hotels are you staying in?
Well, I mean, you know, all the...
Do you have that annoying situation where the kettle won't fit under the tap?
Oh.
I've seen that, but I've always thought, well, just pour, you know, fill up a cup and then pour the cup in the kettle. No.
And then poach your sea bass in
and
it.
Then,
it's obvious, Tom. For goodness sake, it's obvious.
Or you could use the bath. I mean, you know.
Oh, well, it sounds brilliant. Where is it on next? And are you Edinburghing, George?
I am doing Edinburgh for just three shows, because I did the whole run last year.
Such a hit last year.
Hot ticket.
It was ridiculous, actually. I had no publicity and no PR or anything like that, and yet it caught the interest of everyone, I suppose. What's that?
It caught the interest of the police.
The Premier Inn.
Of the solicitors.
of Travelodge.
And Great Western. Best Western, I mean. Great Western, that's railway.
Cup of tea tastes of fish.
Have you ever been, like, told off by a hotel?
No.
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 Well done. Such a rebel.
Oh, no, sir. So I'm in Edinburgh, 22nd, 23rd and 24th, in the Gilded Balloon, and guess which room in the Gilded Balloon I'm performing in?
The kitchen.
Nearly. The dining room.
The dining room, which is a brilliant venue, actually. I did a play there.
It was ideal for the show, because
perfect.
I'm doing stuff, you know, on an ironing board and that sort of thing. Yes. You want people looking down as much as possible, and it's
brilliant.
A steep raped seat, so they're all looking down, you know, on the stage.
That's brilliant,
mate. That's great.
Thank you so much. I'll tell you what, next time we'll do food again, because we're going to run out of subjects eventually, so we'll have to revisit them. Would you come in to the studio next time and cook us, show us how to do
a bit of... Yes, I certainly will. I'd love
brilliant.
To do that.
And you're on georgeegg.com, is that right?
Yeah. georgeegg.com or anarchistcook.info, which is the specific website for this cooking show.
Brilliant.
And it's got all the dates and... details and that sort of thing.
That's brilliant, mate. Thanks so much for coming
on. Thanks, George.
We'll see you again soon. George, how old are you?
Guess.
I'm going 50. I'm going 52.
You're joking.
44.
43. You 52? Oh my God.
That's the show. That's the age appropriate podcast. Opened the door.
I'm my son quite young.
You opened the door. Speak to you soon. Cheers, mate. Bye.
See ya. Bye.
The Age Appropriate Podcast with Tom Lucy and Charlie Baker.
So that was George Egg.
Yeah.
Tom. I think he was a bit annoyed. I said he was 52.
Well, I would be annoyed as well.
Why? It's age ain't nothing. That's what we're talking about.
Age ain't nothing but a number,
nothing
baby.
Nothing but a number. Ain't nothing but a number.
That was good. Really
was
good.
It was good. A sideways look at food.
Yeah, sideways look at food.
So I think that's it. That's the podcast. That's this week's podcast, Age Appropriate.
I think if you had any questions about food, they would have been answered in the last...
All covered.
Half hour.
All covered,
really
I reckon.
Good.
What are we talking about next week?
Travel.
Travel next week.
With Kevin McCarthy.
Kevin McCarthy, who's well-travelled.
Well-travelled.
Very funny man.
Really
how old
good.
Do you think he is? I'm not... I feel a bit bad now after that whole George Egg incident.
Well, I wouldn't want to guess with Kev, but he's been around the block a few times.
Yes. So there we are. That's Tom Lucy and Charlie Baker saying cheerio from the age... I don't know why I'm wrapping up all that. From the Age Appropriate Podcast.
Bye. Just as a quick aside.
Yeah.
Odd Future, have you listened?
Nope.